The Austrian National Gallery is about to lose one of its most well-known works of art. The gallery isn't parting voluntarily with the portrait by artist Gustav Klimt. An Austrian arbitration board has decided that this painting and four others are wrongfully taken during the Nazis during World War II and rightfully belong to an 89-year-old Jewish woman now living in the United States. From Los Angeles, NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
If you've spent any time in either a poster shop or a university dormitory, you've probably seen the work of Gustav Klimt. His many well-known paintings, including The Kiss and The Virgin, tend to feature women surrounded by swirling shapes and brilliant colors. Like many people, Maria Altman has a print of a Klimt painting hanging on her wall. Unlike others, her family once owned the original.
I lived with it hanging in my uncle's house, so I grew up with it.
The painting in question is a portrait of Altman's aunt, Adele Bloch Bauer, looking demure as a mosaic of gold nearly envelops her. The Bloch Bauers were one of Vienna's leading Jewish families in the early 1900s. As a child, Altman says, she was always a little intimidated by her now famous aunt.
She was very intellectual. She lived for books, university, artists. She had a lot what they called a salon at the time, you know.
Salons that often included the Austrian painter Gustav Klimt, who was also hired to paint Adele Bloch Bauer's portrait. The family ended up with five Klimt paintings in all, hung in places of honor around the house. That is, until the Nazis arrived. The home, the cars, family businesses, and jewelry, everything was taken. By this time, though, Maria Altman was married and says she had bigger worries than the paintings.
When Hitler was there and my husband was sent to the concentration camp, I mean, I couldn't care less about artwork, so then I had lost total contact with it.
The family ended up in the U.S. and Canada, the paintings in Austria's National Gallery, where they've been considered national treasures for the past half century. Throughout the years, the Austrian government has maintained that the paintings, worth an estimated $150 million, were rightfully donated to the gallery based on Adele Bloch Bauer's will. Altman disagreed and called her friend's grandson, attorney Randall Schoenberg, for help.
I knew that the paintings were super famous, and I had known about them since I was a little kid.
Using a 1998 Austrian law that ordered museums to review their holdings for any works seized by the Nazis, Schoenberg argued parts of the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. He won, and both sides eventually agreed to turn the whole matter over to an Austrian arbitration board. That board released its decision this week, ruling that the paintings are the rightful property of Maria Altman. Looking up at her aunt, Altman thinks this is how Adele Bloch Bauer would have wanted it.
I think she'd be pleased.
Altman isn't sure what she'll do with the paintings once they're in her possession. More than likely, they'll end up in another museum somewhere. She has no plans to adorn her living room with the original portrait of her aunt, which alone is worth about $100 million. She says the print she's had on display since the 1950s looks just fine. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.